Systems work. People fail. Welcome to InsureMark's Advisor Mentorship Podcast with Vice President Jeremy Hauser, where we share proven systems and processes for the 21st century advisor. Today, it's essential that advisors find a way to differentiate themselves from the competition. Learn how to elevate your game and accomplish incredible feats as Jeremy teaches you how to build a more successful and sustainable business while realizing a better work-life balance is not only possible, but achievable.
Well, we've changed the clocks. We lost an hour. So can spring be far away? But before we get that far into the year, I want to check in with Jeremy Hauser and get an update on the team. I'm Patrice Sikora. And Jeremy, 2024, how's it been treating you and the team?
2024, it's amazing, right? It's already been 2 months in. By the time this airs, we're going to be almost the whole quarter in for the year. And it has been an incredible start to our year. I think last year we talked a lot about some of the success, some of the wins that our advisors were having. One thing to note within the advisors amongst our team, so we have the advisor mentorship program. We actually reduced how many advisors were in that exclusive group to do these monthly calls. So last year, our team, we actually grew. So we did grow last year, but it wasn't a substantial amount of growth. I think it was a little over single digits, like 7 or 8% for those advisors. But we also reduced from 20 of those advisors in this group to 15. We just recently got some numbers through February. And for those same 15 advisors that are in the group, in comparison to last year, we're up 100% year over year within the same 2 months of January, February last year to January, February this year. So a lot of delegations, leveraging our time, being efficient, hiring staff amongst those advisors. But this year we are off to the races and I'm pretty excited where we're going. So 2024 is going to be pretty good for us.
That's even more than remarkable. That's incredible.
Yeah, we were actually just in Nashville, our Founders Club experience. We tried to do that event back in January, but due to weather, we happened to be, it was a game time decision. So our team ended up deciding to, in January, actually postpone that event because it was nasty weather, 7-6 degree weather. It was a snowstorm all week. So we went ahead and just called it. And we were able to put that event back together within 8 weeks and get all the same speakers, all the same venues. It's actually pretty incredible. People were saying that it's amazing that we were able to do that. And the tricky part, as you know, it's getting the speakers who already have lined out their year. So they're able to be adaptive to our timeframes and then the events and venues. So we just came back from Nashville not too long ago, and all those 15 advisors were there sharing what's attributing to some of their success this year. So it was a good time.
Mentioned Founders Club. Explain what that is, because there are some people who may not know.
Yeah, Founders Club experience. So InsureMark, we started this back last year. So our inaugural one was in Houston for 2023. Last year we did in Houston. This year we did it in Nashville. So advisors that are basically our top producers that are going to qualify to go to our next one. That event's going to take place actually in Miami. So we announced that we're going to do Miami, Florida for our Founders Club experience for 2025. So advisors, some have already qualified. Like I said, January and February were incredible months. So this is just where our top advisors share best practices. They get to hear from the horse's mouth, hear actually from advisors what's helping them grow their business, leveraging their time, the resources they're using. We had several people on stage outside of just advisors sharing some marketing ideas. Carl Richards did an incredible job. If people don't follow him or listen to what he's doing, he's all about the one pager for financial plans. We just had some incredible speakers at Founders Club, and I think the advisors really appreciate it, at least what I'm hearing so far.
Yeah, that's going to be my next question. What's the feedback from the advisors?
Yeah, the ones so far who have responded back to us, and it hasn't been all. I had just on my team alone, we had 17 of the advisors total. I think we had roughly 55 that qualified. And so because we had to move the event, some people may not have been able to attend. So I think we were close to about 50 that actually attended. But the 17 of my advisors that attended, some of the emails are just, you have 17 opinions that are feeding you information of like, what did they see? How was their experience? And it all aligned for the most part, but there were some things that just stuck out more than others. A lot, just appreciation. A lot of advisors realizing that their energy and their time is what they really need to focus on. The speakers did an incredible job at getting an engagement from the advisors for that. Carl Richards, like I mentioned earlier, he talks about just keeping things simple, a one-page financial plan. So advisors realizing maybe all these tools and all these incredible things that they offer to prospects and also to customers, just try to keep it simple. Don't go overanalyzing things. Individuals just want to know what the time is. So he did an incredible one-pager walkthrough. So advisors got a lot of insight from him. Very interactive. He does everything on a iPad in real time. So it was pretty good event for him. Brittany Hodak spoke. And if people don't follow her, I highly recommend following Brittany. I know she's been on a couple of the podcasts with InsureMark, the Breakthrough Advisor. And a lot of advisors realize that going deeper into the relationship with their customers is really where the most growth is going to happen. Brittany does an incredible job of sharing some stories about just experiences to help out with the client experience. And Matt, your boy Matt, our boy Matt of Proudmouth, he did a very good job speaking on stage. Talked a lot about Gen X. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But a lot of what his team and you all do for advisors and leveraging resources, a lot of advisors who have heard Matt speak two times at our previous Founders Club experience, listen to him on monthly webinars that he does. And all of a sudden, it's almost like the stars align. So a lot of the advisors were like, you know what? I need to leverage my time better. And maybe Matt can help me. So that's really attributes to just constantly same message, being consistent. Yeah, I mean, I could just ramble on and on about these people. Oh, and I definitely want to make a note. There's a gentleman by the name, and I don't know if maybe you've heard him on a podcast or not, Dr. Kevin Elko. Are you familiar with him?
The name rings a bell. Where did I see it? Where did I hear it? Yeah.
ELKO. Yeah, ELKO. Yep. Yeah. So Dr. Elko, he actually is a sports psychologist. And I think out of everybody that spoke, and Matt joked because he spoke before Matt, and Matt was like, wow, y'all put me up after him. So
what did he talk about?
His presentation itself was titled Wired to Win, talking about more internally, just being functionality of just one of the quotes he had that, I mean, he had several quotes, talks about how your mind is actually wired for safety, certain things that you do, your energy level, just making sure that if people are just not a good fit for you, or if it just, you need to be very cautious and very just conscious of your time and where that time's going. Because once you start really focusing on how important your time is, all of a sudden you just realize how much more you can get done, how much more when you just want to be from the core of your heart, just doing right for others. It was just very strong. He's one of Nick Saban's for Alabama. They've won so many titles. He's been one of their sports psychologists for years during their runs of multiple national championships. He was also with the Eagles for NFL. So he's been with some of these top teams, and really he leans in and helps these top performing athletes with just getting their mindset right. One thing he actually, so there's so many quotes that I'll probably quote throughout this, but one of the things that really stuck out to me that he quoted, which was, and this kind of goes to his story, is don't die with your dreams in you. That was a quote that the room kind of got silent when he said it, kind of like what we just did there. But it's very true, because every day you just never know. He had a nearly death experience. He talked about that a couple years ago. And so every day he's grateful and just really realizing that, you know what, how to maximize the most of your days. Also just being committed. So everybody, you can be interested or you can be committed. So that's a choice of yours. Everybody has choices, and just being committed. So I can rave about him. There's actually on the Breakthrough Advisor with InsureMark. That's another podcast that InsureMark does. They actually had Dr. Elko on. So I'd highly recommend checking that episode out to learn more about him. But it was a great experience. Great experience.
It sounds like it. Quotes like that make you sit up and take notice.
Yeah, so it was all good. So we had great people, good advisors in the room, sharing some ideas about growth, sharing some ideas about every advisors want to be in a place where they can hear. Sure, they want to hear from InsureMark, but they also want to hear from other successful entrepreneurial advisors and see what they can repeat. So mm-hmm. that was probably the biggest takeaways, advisors hearing from other advisors.
You mentioned Gen X though. Talk about that.
Yes. And we've done a couple things this year for InsureMark. So a lot of webinars, a lot of ideas around attracting Gen X. And Matt actually made a really good point to where some of the advisors who, especially when we talk about leveraging our time, and a lot of the individuals in the room, maybe a little over half at least, are in their 50s or maybe they're in their 60s. They might even be baby boomers themselves. And he made a correlation and a point of when your children, when they reach out to you and they have a suggestion or you want to get some of their feedback, don't you typically listen to them? And most parents, or at least they have some type of influence into if their kids are saying, hey, I just found XYZ, you should really check this out. Or this person heard, I heard this on a podcast recently. I've been following this advisor for like 2 to 3 months now. And one of the scenarios he talked about with long-term care, I really think you should listen to it because what you've talked to me about, this is somebody you should get of interest to. And so it's almost to where Gen X, not only is it strong for that relationship to where a baby boomer who has all the wealth right now is maybe listening to their sons and daughters and grandkids and so forth, just to hear some difference of opinion. But also something to note is all the wealth transfer that's going to be happening here over the next 20 years, those individuals will have the money that the baby boomers and so forth are going to be inheriting. Why not start to market and help out with your processes to attract the younger generation and keep doing what you're doing that made you very successful? But these individuals just receive content and ideas from a different type of marketing atmosphere than what a normal advisor may do on radio or on TV or even doing workshops, people actually coming in person. A lot of people do their own self-due diligence online at their own time and own pace. Yeah, the Gen X thing was pretty hit well. Matt did a great job in his segment talking about that, talking about the team, leveraging podcasts, and then really just helped out with the advisor of it's a business decision. You can do all this yourself. You guys actually help train the advisors to do it, or why not leverage your time, partner with a group like Proudmouth or somebody else where you don't have to worry about all the content that's being created. You can just partner with somebody and they'll take care of the rest.
Sounds like it was a really great experience on a professional level. But you were telling me you did some stuff. You were in Memphis, for heaven's sakes. I'm sorry, Nashville, right?
Yes, Nashville.
So tell me what you did there.
So we did a lot of, so I talked a lot about the business. There were some great experiences we actually had in the Rotunda at the Country Music Hall of Fame. So it was a very secluded place. We ended up having dinner, had somebody playing throughout that event. So it was really cool. I mentioned to you everything from Darius Rucker to Taylor Swift, all this great memorabilia to Elvis Presley's car. I mean, just all over the place, just awesome stuff at the Country Music Hall of Fame. But one of the most impactful nights, I think, was when we went to, it was a place called Old Red, and this is a Blake Shelton, I think, bar. So all of us went there one night for dinner, and we had upstairs, there's a private room, and we ended up having a band that actually played. They were called the Warner Entertainment, I think is what their name was, Warner Entertainment. And so they were actually ghostwriters. Some of the top professionals out there, all the way from Taylor Swift, Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton, I mean, Toby Keith, all these individuals who a lot of these songs may be on the radio, they were written by this group. They've written 2,700 songs. And the experience was incredible because, you know, you can listen to a Brad Paisley or you can listen to like a Tim McGraw in person and hear their song, which is awesome, right? Just to hear it. But what you got with them was them sharing why they wrote the song, who is bidding on it, and also like why they chose to go with this person over that. It was cool to hear the whole story behind what the song was. And then they're like, let us know if you know this one. And then they'd start playing it. So it was pretty good. No, they did a fantastic job. Yeah, we did a lot of that. Nashville was fun. Food was good. And I think all the advisors really were appreciative because it was very jam-packed. We had about approximately 48-hour total time frame together. And then everybody was out the door, back to business. So,
Wow, that sounds like it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. And that's a baby boomer talking, by the way. Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've been doing a lot. A lot was covered. Anything else you feel you need to share with us?
Yeah, I think for the most part, a lot of advisors, they were very appreciative. I think the Dr. Kevin Elko, I mean, all the speakers who were there did an incredible job. Some of the quotes that were written down were just incredible. Be where your feet are. That was something that was pretty impactful because nowadays everybody's always multitasking, it feels like, and it's hard to slow down, but just being present. So be where your feet are. That's personally and also on the business side, listening, being respectful to people. One of the things that a lot of our advisors, so it goes back to the theme, what I mentioned earlier, is when we made a decision because out of the 20 advisors that were in our exclusive group that were doing these AMP monthly mastermind calls, our team made a decision last year to just reduce that from 20 to 15 because although nothing wrong with those five individuals, and most of them actually are still working with us, it's just the ones that we really hyper want to focus on within this group are the ones that are providing the most value on those monthly calls. They have a different business perspective. And one of the quotes that stuck out to me was from Dr. Elko. He said, "Do less, but obsess." And those 15 advisors who are on those calls, I mean, they pour their hearts out. They are very transparent, open book. Some people on stage literally went from looking to retire. So at our Founders Club event, one of my AMP advisors was up there and he was counting down the days to retire last year. And since our last Founders Club experience out in Houston back in last March, he's now hired multiple people of staff and he's now looking to scale his business. So we had other advisors go from two people on staff last year at our last Founders Club experience to now having 12 people on staff. We're understanding where the market is right now. Our industry is a great opportunity for us to get in front of a lot of people and just protect so many individuals with the market of what it is, so much volatility. With all the market volatility out there, our advisors want to make sure that they're leveraging their time more efficiently and our team's helping them with the hiring process, staffing up, and running the right systems and processes. So looking forward to our event out in Miami for those advisors that qualify. It's going to be an incredible year. So I'm pretty excited about what's coming up and also a lot of guests on this show that I'll be bringing on to help continue to educate those that are checking out these episodes.
Fantastic. Well, Jeremy, how can advisors reach you? Gosh knows, I bet you there are lots of them out there saying, I got to talk to this man.
We are located on LinkedIn. So you can find us at Jeremy Hauser. Just connect with us there. Follow us YouTube as well. So Advisor Mentorship Podcast is actually on YouTube as well. And then feel free to go to our website, advisormentorship.com. Set up a call with our team. You would just click on the learn more button and we'd love to chat with you because as we mentioned, our time is very precious, but we're looking for the right type of advisors and just check out the page, listen to some of those videos and podcasts and hopefully we're a good fit.
All right. And those dreams, don't forget those dreams. So advisors, this has been another Jeremy update. And when you follow this podcast, you are assured you won't miss any of his shows or his guests. So don't forget to follow and also don't forget to share. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to the InsureMark Advisor Mentorship Podcast with Vice President Jeremy Hauser. Click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available and connect with Jeremy on LinkedIn to stay up to date. If you would like to request our introduction kit, feel free to check out www.advisormentorship.com and click on Learn More. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of InsureMark. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. Thank you for listening to the InsureMark, the Advisor Mentorship Podcast with InsureMark Vice President Jeremy Hauser.